Welcome to the congregation, and we welcome our guests this morning as well. We have many guests, and we welcome all of you here. We have seen our video clips testifying their thankfulness. Everybody, everything for this expression is on this. Let's think about the title, the words of gratitude. The thankfulness is not just from our lips, but the attitude of our approach to life. Sometimes we say thank you to someone by just the etiquette for somebody who invited us to eat something, but we didn't like that food. And we just say thank you just for the etiquette, but we are not very thankful in our heart. Or some app in Lutheran, they call and they invite us to a trip, to the special trip. And I say thank you and hang up. But truly, we're not thankful for any of the ads that come and bug us. Those kind of thankfulness is only the outward expression, but not from the bottom of our heart. There's a story about a preacher who dies and is standing in line, waiting outside the pearly gates. He is standing there patiently, wearing his best suit and tie, dressed like he is ready to preach his Sunday morning sermon. In line just ahead of him is a guy wearing sunglasses, a loud shirt, leather jacket, and blue jeans. And the preacher thinks to himself, "Thank God that isn't me," the preacher said. "I mean, I may be dead, but at least I know how to dress for that ultimate meeting with my Maker." When the two men finally make it to the front of the line, St. Peter addresses the man in the loud shirt. "Who are you so that I may know whether or not to admit you into the kingdom of heaven?" Then the man replies, "Well, St. Peter, I am Smithfield. I am a cab driver from New York City." Then St. Peter consults his list. When he looks up, he smiles at the taxi driver and then says, "Take this silken robe and golden staff and enter into the kingdom of heaven." The taxi driver puts on his robe and takes his staff and enters into heaven. The preacher then gets really excited. If a lowly cab driver from such a godforsaken place like New York City gets a silken robe and a golden staff, what could it be in store for him? It was finally the preacher's turn. He stood up straight and erect and walked towards St. Peter. Then, in the best preacher's voice, he booms out, "I am Pastor Jun Pan, pastor at Baptist Church of Denver for the last 35 years. St. Peter then consults his list again. When he looks up this time, he simply hands the preacher a cotton robe and a wooden staff and says, "You may enter the kingdom of heaven." The preacher is incensed. He has been such a faithful disciple all these years. And now that he stands for his eternal reward, he gets what is seemingly a slap in the face. "Just a minute," the preacher said to St. Peter. "That man was a taxi driver. I was a faithful minister of the gospel. He gets a silken robe and golden staff, and I get this? Where is justice in this situation?" St. Peter then replies, "Sir, here we work on results. During your 35 years at Denver Baptist Church, Big Church, when you preach, people slept. But when this taxi cab driver He drove his cab. People pray. Be a congregation in our life. Sometimes we have to stand before God to be so. Your life is a worse way to say thankful to God. God has mercy. He is slow to anger and full of love. May the Lord understand the love of God, the slow of anger, the blessing and mercy from God, so that we have a way to be thankfulness that pleasing to God. Let's pray for guidance. We thankful because today we have the opportunity to celebrate Thanksgiving. We are thankful because we have friends here to participate with us, and our friends and relatives can continue to worship you this morning. We are thankful because the a good opportunity that we lift up our voices to praise. We lift up our thankfulness that we have received from you this morning. And may the word this morning teach us so that whatever we say that is from the bottom of our heart, may you lead us in each our life, in all of us here as well. We lift up this hour into your hand and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The story of the Pharisee and the tax collector. It is a very familiar story for a lot of men. And let's think about two points that talk about the way how we give thanks, but the worst way to give thanks. The first, the saying thanks for not being true, but not truly being thankful. There's a Pharisee and a tax collector went up to the temple to pray. He only gave these two opposite images. One is a Pharisee, is somebody is honored by everyone. A tax collector is everybody despised. He is a sinner because the profession of a tax collector. But we can see that a Pharisee or a tax collector can come to God. Some sort of, that's it. Everybody needs God. Everybody can come near to God. Everybody can express their prayer to say the thankfulness to God. And today, we thank Jesus because he opened you for you and me a way across his body. And in Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 20 says, by a new and living way, he opened for us through the curtain that is his body. That curtain has been torn in two, and now today there is no separation between us to come to God. Let's think about the Pharisee and the tax collector. In verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed. Stood, but the tax collector is standing afar. God didn't say to come and kneel down or to fall out, fight on our face. God did not say that. The attitude of express that either we kneel or fall down the face depending on our attitude of prayer that we have with God. How we feel about God. Because God is the true being, like a friend or the master to us. And so our attitude may be different. And so our relationship with God, we express this the way our relationship with God allow us to do that. You can pray with your eyes open or close your eyes. God did not mind. But we are thankful because we think about how the Pharisee or as the tax collector stood. But what's the difference between these two stances? And there's one person saying when they were doing the Christmas, he was so short, the little boy so short, he keep on sitting, but the mom said, sit down, sit down. And so he couldn't see when he sat down. And so the mother said, sit down, just sit down. And so he was so angry. He said, you ask me to sit, I sit, but my heart is still standing. Do we ever have the attitude of rebellious like this? Let's examine the attitude of these two persons in verse 13. But the tax collector stood at a distance. To begin with the word but, that means the opposite. And when we say the tax collector stood afar, that means where is the Pharisee? The Pharisee is very close to the temple. And when the tax collector would not lift up his head, what about the Pharisee? The Pharisee opened and looked up to heaven, to look at the heaven. The tax collector beat his breast. He's ashamed of himself. But the Pharisee is for sure feel very whatever he prayed. Both of these are standing, but the attitude of how they stand is different. This tax collector and looked down and beat his breast, but in the view of everybody, he's a sinner. That perspective healed that he is ashamed of what he's doing. Everybody told him he's a sinner because he's a tax collector. And so the tax collector feel ashamed before the Lord as well. But he looked down. No, because he didn't do anything simple, because he recognized that he is a sinner. A person not worthy before God. The only thing that the tax collector can say is that, dear God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. He needs the mercy of God because he understood everybody has sinned. It's far short of the glory of God. And he himself, he has no glory of God in him. In everybody else, he also is called a sinner. The congregation is the opposite way. The Pharisee stood and talked a boastful way. Thank God, I am not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers. I'm not like them. I'm not even like this tax collector. The congregation, a good person can say to some good about them for God to know? No. This person can come to God more than the person, but completely does not know anything about God. Because God can see in our heart. God can know exactly what happened to our life in order. Nothing we can hide from God. This is a Pharisee, the one who understands the scripture, and he could not forget what David has written. For God, I thank you that I am when I sit, when I rise. In Psalm 139, verse 2 and 4. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. The Pharisee knew about this. Another verse, verse 4. Before the word is on my tongue, Lord, know it completely. And Pharisee thought that God does not know, so he has to say it out loud. That attitude of the Pharisee, that God does not know about me, my accomplishment. What did he say? I fast twice a week. And there are 2 days, the Monday and Thursday, in the culture of Israel. He chose me to fast. And he said, and I give a tenth of all I get from the Pharisee prayer. Maybe he truly saying, he has said all that he has done, but all these things that he enumerated, he's done for God, but not what God has done for him. The fact that I offer is to God. Look, I give it to God. And I fast because I fast for God. But if I've done anything, I'm not like other people. And I do it because of God. How have we, this person, give thanks what God has given him? Let's think about how we give thanks because what God has done for us. And when I first, that pastor that we saw, he looked at the text, he said, it's not like him. I'm thankful because I don't dress like this taxi cab driver. Your congregation, maybe there are maybe that kind of thankfulness in that kind of way. I'm Christian. We do not drink or smoke just like any other people out there. The first person, you got people destroy church, but I don't destroy the church like other writers out there. We thankful because the Democrats support the abortion or same-sex marriage. Many people are praying like this. We are good. We are not like other people. This tax collector did say anything about thankfulness. He is happy. Dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He didn't give thanks to God either. But in congregation, God looked at the heart of the tax collector. This tax collector that can see God, that the one who can have mercy on him. And the prayer of this tax collector, have mercy on me, God. And the key verse in Psalm 103 verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. We come to the Lord and understand the one who gives us mercy, who is gracious. He is slow to anger on our lives like that. And if we understand God, when we come and we complain, I'm so unhappy, Lord. Where is God's grace in our life? Where is mercy of God? And so, let's think about, maybe we have said something because of our boastfulness, because of our arrogance, just like a Pharisee. Dear God, I do this not like the other person. I do see good things some other people couldn't do like what I have done. Dear congregation, a person can say those things to be boastful in this arrogance because before the Lord, because he forgot the word of God in his heart. What did the word of God say? The righteous dust is like the dirty rag. It's just a rag before him. We are withered like withered. Do you think that our reality is like that? That our morality is like rag before God? The righteousness of you is only a dirty rag before the Lord. And so, when the Pharisee came to boast about his what he had done, is worthless. He said those things, open up, and he said, dear God, I give thanks to you, but afterward, has nothing to do with what God has done for me. No. And so, we give thanks, God, for nothing. The tax collector, knowing that God is a merciful God, even in the perspective, we are a sinner before God. But in God's, before God, we are a true sinner. We can see in the scripture, when we lift ourselves up before God, in Psalm 114, the fool tell on of his own, there is no God. Not just answer. He told himself, there is no God. That's the thinking of a fool. When we do that, we deny the existence of God, we become a fool before the Lord, because we are talking to ourselves that there is no God. May the Lord help us. Let's give thanks and be thankful. When we see God blessing, if we know that how much God blesses, that we can be thankful, truly thankful. And we could not give thanks just by our lips. The worst thankfulness is the one that is unaccepted. I told you this thing. And he told the disciple of Jesus, he came home, Jesus said, he is considered righteous. When I say, I tell you, and these thankfulness from these Pharisees, from the testimony, is with God, is to God. And God will accept our attitude or not. The heart of a person no thankful for, truly thankful, or fake thankfulness, God can see. No one else can see, but God knows our heart. And God affirmed that this person, the tax collector, returned, will be declared righteousness, not the Pharisee. Why? Because the Pharisee's words of thankful is just a boastful word. What he's done is true. But all these things so that others can see and praise him, not for God to see. If God can see, he understood that way, he would not enumerate all he's done. So God said, those are hypocrites. They are doing for others to see. The hypocrite will do so that they can praise that person and not for God. And these hypocrites, they are receiving their full reward. And if they receive the full reward, would God reward them anymore? No. So we think about when we come to God, not just to complain, but it is our attitude, our thankful attitude. These things that the Pharisee enumerated, because he was boastful and arrogant, he's proud of himself, not pleasing to God. When we say thankful, the more sincere or express in attitude, more meaningful, when we understand what the other person have done for us, how valuable it is. And if somebody help us with some kind of help, that April, then we attitude, our attitude can truly express that thankfulness even more deeply. It's more emotional. And so here, the tax collector understood what God has done for him. God is full of mercy. And that love is so great for him. God can accept myself as a sinner. And so we believe in God because of his mercy. I am a sinner. This person came to God with a humble heart. And though he can say some things, we know that what he's saying is not worthy. He said very something short. Dear God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. But these words is in the attitude of humbleness that Jesus talked about. And Jesus said, whoever lifted himself up will be humble. Whoever humble themselves will be exalted. Who humble the proud, God. Who lift up the humble, the people, God. And so God, this came with a humbleness, and he lifted up this is considered righteousness. This person is considered righteous. But the Pharisee came to the Lord, became home unrighteous. After he enumerated all of his achievements, and he came home, this person would not receive any kind of blessing. And is worthless of all that he enumerated to God, because all those that he done is not for God, it's for all others to praise himself, the Pharisee. And so we need help, that attitude of thankfulness when we think about what God has done for us. And that is the true thankfulness that we can express to God. Unfortunately, the Pharisees give the thankfulness has become useless because God towards it. He is not being called justified. May the Lord help us to think about our situation. We must be mindful of our attitude of thankfulness. We are not be thankful of what we can do for God, but what God has done for us. There's a story about a friend in a grade school, and he went to school, and he's black, so he is sort of discriminated in school. Nobody wants to play with this dark-skinned kid, and then the teacher must move him from one seat to the next, so he would not sit with anybody for a long time. And because if we just sit in one place, and the parents of his friend will come and complain. And so the teacher keep rotating. And there is one day a parent of a friend said, "Oh, I have a new friend. And his name is Roger. He came from the Philippines." And that parent feel uncomfortable for his child to associate with this dark skin. I want to be friend with this Roger, friend of mine. And next week, and the kid said, "Now Roger is moved next to me." And now the parent is more uncomfortable hearing that. And he came to the teacher, "Why did you let that person sit to my kid?" And this parent came and meet the teacher. And the teacher, and so the parent-teacher conference, and she told this parent, "I think you want your child to sit with somebody else on the literature, but please wait. I need to talk to parents of this dark-skinned kid here." And a lady came in about the age of this parent. "Now I have this kid in your class, teacher, but this lady came. She has a very calm demeanor. It's that of a high class person. But she was anxious of something about her kid. And she told the teacher, 'Dear teacher, Roger, how is Roger? I hope that he can have a good relationship with everybody. Let me know.' And she asked the teacher, 'Did Roger do anything to disturb the class?' 'My meaning is the way that you change the seat of Roger from place to place every day.' And the teacher said, 'No, that means that Roger hasn't done anything wrong. But in many classes, I have to change the seat.' And finally, he can find a real friend after many times that sitting with different students. And then the parents of the friend of Roger and told the other parent, 'My child is sitting next to your child, Roger. hopefully in the future, they will have a friendship together. But this parents of Raja's friend told these, but only the etiquette, but in her heart, she did not mean it. But that same make the other parent feel good. And so she gave thanks to Mike, which is a friend of Raja who are sitting next to Raja. And then Mike. And Raja has been invited Mike to home, but Mike's parent mother did not let him. And one day, in the birthday of Mike's mother, and Mike took a folded paper, and he gave this to her mom. And Mike's mom opened, and in there are three flowers from Raja. He drew the three flowers and said, "Happy birthday, mom, ma'am." And he wrote it in a beautiful letter. And in there is a tape, a 25 cent on there. And Mike says, "Mom, Raja give this gift to you. And I told him this is your birthday. 25 cent is what he used to buy the milk for the day. But because I told him this is your birthday, so he didn't buy the milk. He keeps the 25 cent as a gift for your birthday." My mom is like your mom, Raja said. "Your mom is like my mom too. That's why I want to give this to your mom." So for us, sometimes we have this attitude that Mike is very happy. Your mom is the only mother did not ask me to move away and continue to allow me to sit next to you, Mike. Roger did not know. Roger's mom would not know either. But God knows. I hope that your life is mine. To live before the Lord. With what we, our attitude, our expression toward each other. That other can evaluate us, but God can see our heart. May the Lord help us in this Thanksgiving season. That we have an attitude of thankfulness, but truly be thankful for what we have received. We give it. Let's all read together the key verse. Remind us the attributes of God. May we continue to keep our promise to God that our thankfulness is worthy of what has given us to us. Let's all stand. Let's read together the key verse in Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. We give thanks to the Lord. We thank you, God, because you have mercy and gracious to us. For each one of us, though we know whether we know God or not, or we worship you or not, God still have mercy on all of us. Every day we receive the blessing from the air we breathe. Every day we receive the help that we can work, that we could not see that from anywhere else but the Lord. When we still have a breath, because you have given us. We give thanks because you are slow to anger, because many of us are going in the wrong direction. Many times we deny you, but you are the God is full of grace, full of mercy. We're thankful because you are caring for each one of us, but any of us still has not the heart given to you because we did not understand your love for us. May you forgive us. May you open the opportunity for us to receive you so that we can have a true thankfulness from our heart, saying that, our God, we give thanks to you because of your mercy. We need your love. We need your love now. Our friends here need your love, Lord. And may you help us to understand that we have truly received your love. We need to express our thankfulness for what we receive from God. May we not be just saying thankful from our lips, but truly from our heart. And we may avoid the worst kind of thankfulness. May you bless each one of us, all the servants of the Lord, to worship with us today, our friends today, our believe far and near to come and worship for this special worship. May you bless each one of us here. May the glory always be yours. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.